Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lang. We're talking disaster assistance and more in just a moment. It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Vice President for Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and head of their Washington, D.C. office is Ethan Lane. And he talked with our own Casey Shepard earlier this week while Casey was in our nation's capital for the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual Washington Watch. One of the things they talked about, the need to be watching the 2023 Farm Bill real carefully on behalf of the cattle producers. Ethan said they'll be watching especially their work on disaster programs and more risk management ideas that could be beneficial for the business.
Well, you know, I think those disaster tools, those conservation tools like EQIP, making sure there's good access for those tools for producers, looking for more opportunities for risk management at the cow-calf sector. You know, LRP all of a sudden is kind of becoming a more important program for those producers with those subsidy moves a couple years ago. There's been a tremendous increase in use of those programs. That's great. But let's look for more of those opportunities to make sure that at every segment of production, there are tools available for producers to manage their risk. Because we know the risk is increasing. Let's make sure those tools are keeping pace with that environment so that these guys are equipped for whatever may come their way. We've seen it all in the last couple of years. Fires, floods, hackings, international crisis, you name
drought.
It, right? Drought. So we got to make sure that we've got those tools refreshed and really working for producers. So we're doing listening sessions for our producers around the country right now on a regional basis, getting that input, making sure that we're picking up on those items that might be important to them that aren't part of the conversation back here right now. And everywhere we go, we hear these little things. You know, this program's great, but this is a real pain the way this works, or this would be better if it would work this way. That's important. We need to be getting that input so that we can have a really clear set of asks for that Farm Bill process.
And Ethan and Casey had a conversation about that little critter that's such a pain in the side, the lesser prairie chicken.
I've been working on the lesser prairie chicken for longer than I'd like to admit. And you know, it's one of those things that is really kind of the demonstration case for what's wrong with the Endangered Species Act. It's why we spend so much time around here trying to fix a 40-year-old law that has never worked the way that it was intended, as well-meaning as it might be. Ranchers and farmers are putting that conservation on the ground. They've been putting that conservation on the ground. We've seen the bird rebound. We've seen habitat improve. But because you have the oil and gas side that for a while wasn't engaging with some of those voluntary plans, it's giving Fish and Wildlife the justification to go back in and relist that species. We overturned the last one in court, and you know, we'll see what happens this time around. But it's that battle between bird count and habitat count. And how do we actually figure out what recovery or success looks like when it seems like a little bit of a moving target, right? You get the birds up, and then they say, no, it's the habitat. So you increase the habitat and say, yeah, but the bird count. Well, it's one or the other. But if it's always a losing proposition with Fish and Wildlife, that's a challenge. And it's not entirely their fault. The system is designed for it to be attacked in court. I mean, you have these environmental groups that have mastered the ability to go to court with these delisting rules and overturn them on technicalities. It's never on the science, right? It's on a technicality. And until we fix that, we are going to still talk about this. We're going to still talk about the gray wolf. We're going to talk about grizzlies. We're going to talk about sage grouse. These species are going to haunt us in rural America until we can fix the underlying Endangered Species Act.
Head of the D.C. Office for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit livestockriskservices.com for more information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.